We're finishing the book of Shoftim tonight. We had learned out there was civil war, and the nation had fought off the tribe of Binyamin. There were only 600 people left in Binyamin. Then the nation discovered that the people of Yavesh Gilad on the eastern side of the Jordan had not joined in the conversation to discuss what the problem was with the people of Binyamin. And so they had taken a vow that anyone who doesn't join, at least in the conversation, even if not at war, in the conversation to analyze what had happened, would be persecuted. So they sent the soldiers and they wiped out the city of Yavesh Gilad. It's interesting the way the Navi describes it. As the people were saying, we must make peace with Binyamin, they also were saying, let's analyze who didn't partake in all this and let's go punish them. So we see the phenomenal balance that the Jewish people had. They weren't going against the people of Yavesh Gilad out of a personal vendetta, just as they weren't going against the tribe of Binyamin out of a personal vendetta. The fight with Binyamin was over principles, and the fight with Yavesh Gilad was over those same principles. So even as they're discussing making peace with Binyamin, they continue to war with Yavesh Gilad. And then there are 400 girls left from Yavesh Gilad who were virgins, and they are brought back as wives for the 400 men of Binyamin, four of the 600 men who don't have wives. And now we have to find wives for the 200 left. Yavesh Gilad. Gilad is, I think, part of Menashe. We could look at the maps. Thank you. Yes, it's part of Menashe. Over here. Okay. On the eastern side of the Jordan, but it's part of Menashe. so... there was a celebration in Shiloh where the girls used to go dancing in the vineyards. And they told the tribe of Binyamin, go where the girls are dancing, and every one of you will choose a wife. And when their fathers come and say, let's go to war against the tribe of Benjamin, We took a vow, we won't give our daughters to the tribe of Benjamin to be married. And look, this is, you see, they're violating our women, just like they did with that concubine on the hilltop. They're taking this woman, and we'll tell them, no, we told them to do it, don't be upset, we have to hold on to this tribe, we shouldn't lose them. And you didn't transgress the vow, because the vow was you shouldn't give your daughters to them, but you didn't, they took them, so you didn't transgress the vow. And that's what they did. Now, the story seems strange until we hear an excerpt from the story. It says the girls were dancing in the vineyards. The tribe of Benjamin came. The tribe of Benjamin came, and they watched the girls, and each one of the 200 that were left took a wife. And sounds interesting, right? Ride in, swoop them off their feet, take them back home. But then we hear one story, that there was a young man there who was bashful, and he stood on the sidelines watching. And he didn't go and grab a girl. So it says the girl went and grabbed him. And she said, what are you waiting for? And she ran up to him and said, come on. And that young man's name was Shaul, King Saul. Okay, so that just shows us that these girls were very interested in getting married to these guys. You know, you hear the story, and it sounds like, oh boy, they kidnapped their wives. But then you hear, you know, there are all kinds of jokes that go like this. But there was one girl who was left out in the vineyards dancing, and no one took her. And she saw a young man, and she said, that's the guy I want. So she went and grabbed him, and he's going to hold it against her till decades later. But the end of the story is that the tribe of Benjamin all have wives, and we have the people of Israel again developing and recognizing they need a king. So that's the end of the book of Judges. Ein melech b'Israel, there's no king yet in Israel, and every person does what they think is right, which is an attribute to the Jewish people. what other people could last and retain their moral fiber without central leadership. This is a badge of honor to us that we didn't have a king, we didn't have central leadership, and even though we had one secluded story of the concubine on the hilltop, the general theme of these centuries of Jewish history is that the people were able to retain their moral compass even without a central leadership. And with that, we conclude the book of Judges. And we begin the book of Shmuel with the wonderful story of Elkanah, as we already learned, who will father Shmuel. And that's where we'll pick up in a few minutes.